Back now with Day to Day. Tonight is the season finale of the ABC show Lost. If you haven't gotten hooked on the show, well, take it from this Lost addict. You don't know what you're missing. Literally. So here's a quick primer. There's a plane crash and a bunch of people wind up stranded on an island. It's a really creepy island, and one of the creepiest characters living on that island is a guy named Ben. Originally, Ben was just supposed to appear in a few episodes, but he was so popular with viewers that he's now become a central character. This season, we found out that years ago, Ben helped orchestrate a coup that led to a massacre of island inhabitants participating in an experiment called the Dharma Initiative. In this scene, Ben stands over a pit full of human remains.
These are my people. The Dharma Initiative. They came here seeking harmony. But they couldn't even coexist with the island's original inhabitants. When it became clear that one side had to go, one side had to be purged, I did what I had to do.
Okay, if you haven't figured it out by now, Ben is a pretty scary dude. Michael Emerson is the actor who plays the role of Ben Linus. He joins us now from NPR's New York Bureau. Welcome to the program.
Thanks. Good to be here.
Michael, what's that been like to kind of start off as this minor role and evolve into this really important central figure?
I know. I do have a lot to do. It seems like I spent the last couple of months just tramping around in the rainforest of Oahu, you know, and performing, you know, the senseless acts of violence. It feels pretty good.
You sound pretty low-key about. Just another day.
All in a day's work, that's right. Hand me that weapon.
I was one of the people that was smart enough to make sure that I didn't end up in that ditch. Which makes me considerably smarter than you, John.
For our listeners who've never seen you before, it's not like you're a scary character because you're big and intimidating and frightening. You're kind of small and a little nebbish, if you don't mind me saying so.
I'm a mild-looking Caucasian man, seemingly harmless.
You're creeping me out. So how do you do that? I mean, a lot of it, I think, is your voice. How do you create that fear with your voice?
I don't know exactly what it is. I think Ben is a calm customer. You know, he's a cool one, and he never betrays much emotion. So maybe that coldness in the face of high-stakes circumstance makes people a little bit fearful. Americans, they're not too fond of cool customers. You know, we are a sort of sentimental people, and I think we like to see passions displayed.
I was looking at the fan message boards for the Lost website, and there's a guy out there who's floating a theory that the character of Ben is, in fact, Satan. Are you Satan?
Oh, I would be surprised if that was how it worked out. I think it's more likely that commentator is going to be surprised to find out that I'm a good guy.
Well, and you don't know how it's all going to end, do you?
Oh, gosh, no, uh-uh. I know only what we've shot. You know, I never know anything except the script I have in my hand.
How hard is that for you as an actor to kind of get a sense of who you are as a character if you don't really know everything about where you've come from and where you're going to?
You know, in a way, it's all right. In a way, it makes my job easier because I'm not responsible for the audience's sympathy system or their perception of me on the scale of good and evil. All I have to play is the scene in front of me. And generally, the more simply I play it, the more earnest I play it, the more ambiguous it comes off, and the audience fills in all those other colors.
This is the third season of Lost. Are there certain moments you particularly really enjoyed?
In the fourth episode, when I was seemingly tormenting the character Sawyer, there was a scene where I led him up onto a mountaintop.
What's up there?
Something I want you to see.
That little place you always wanted, George?
Sorry?
What, don't you read? It's from Of Mice and Men. You like it. Puppies get killed.
We had a kind of a esoteric conversation that involved quotes from John Steinbeck. I led him up to show him that we weren't even on the island that he thought we were on.
What?
guy goes nuts if he ain't got nobody. It don't make no difference who the guy is, as long as he's with you. I tell you, a guy gets too lonely and he gets sick.
What the hell are you talking about?
It's from Of Mice and Men. Don't you read?
The merger of the great scene we were playing and the sort of awe-inspiring setting in which we were doing it made for a really an unforgettable afternoon.
The season finale of Lost is happening.
Yes.
Just a couple hours away.
This is a big one.
Can you give us any clues?
Well, you know, both sides are fully and militarily mobilized at this point, so there's going to be confrontation. This will be a bloody couple of hours tonight, and no one's going to come out of it very well.
Are you going to come out of it, period?
Let me think. I'm trying to remember what we filmed.
Well, you know, surely you'd remember if you got killed off.
Ben comes out of it after a fashion.
I see. Michael Emerson plays the role of Ben Linus on ABC's Lost, which wraps up tonight. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.